Hey, I think it's time for us to do the Audition Underground. What do you guys think?
Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
All right, you know what that means? That means Deb Moreau is ready for us to do another Audition Underground. What do you think?
Well, I'm ready. I just want to say as well, Dawn Harvey says hi, everybody. She just wanted to send me tell everybody hi, loves you, miss you, yes.
Excellent. Hi, Dawn.
Ah, she's listening instead of being here. What the hell, Dawn? Really? You don't have to get dressed up. Just saying. Anyway. Okay, let's play with the Audition Underground. It is Lance DeBock, and I know Lance has auditioned before, so let's talk about that for a second, guys. If you are not auditioning, we're going to keep repeating anybody who comes. So it's up to you to be submitting your auditions. Get out there to the Audition Underground and submit your auditions. We want to critique you. This is free crap. Come on. Lance, I'm so proud of you. Way to be a go-getter. Love it. All right, let's play with the 7-Eleven commercial. Again, one of my favorites. Let's do it.
So it's 2 in the morning and you're starving. Nothing in the fridge and nothing in the cupboards. You don't even have dog biscuits hanging around. Look, you think about cooking, right? But then you remember the 3-alarm fire you started last time you tried using the stove. Well, here's my advice. Check out 7-Eleven. There's got to be one right near you. They have everything from burgers to tacos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7-Eleven. Think of it as your own personal walk-in kitchen. Think of it as your own personal walk-in kitchen.
I like that second version of the ending he gave us. What do you think, Deb?
Okay, so here's the thing, Lance. So you're an advanced talent. You've worked, I can tell. You've got a really great approach to this. So if this was an amateur, I'd be like, wow, holy crap, this is really good. But I know you're a pro, so let me treat you like a pro and give you some what I'm... I always look for what's not working so I can be of help versus not trying to insult anyone. So just so everybody knows, that's why I go to, here's what I suggest you work on. I loved your approachability. I love the way you brought us in. You were real. You were honest. You were engaging about it. One thing as an added for you, I like that you added those tiny little ad-libs. They weren't too much. They were subtle. They brought something to the scene, so I appreciated them. I know the script so well, so it really helps me when I know the script really well to hear something that's a little fresh. The other thing is when you say that 3-alarm fire, even though you voiced it really nice, I don't get a history in it. What happened? Was it really bad? Was it like, you know, you've got a sarcastic side, I can tell. So I would play with a little bit more history on that. I want to know more. Was it the boys? What did he started like with the French fries over, or did he, you know, put a condom on the stove? I don't know. What did he do? So find something funny to play with, something stupid and absurd so you stand out above anybody else. And then at the end, I loved the close. That was good. But there was something towards the very end. Anthony, can you just play the very end for me? There was just something there I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that and play just the very end. Let's see.
Or it's like half through or something there.
From burgers to tacos, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, right there, yeah. 11. So listen, from an advanced point of view, that's still wonderful. I would bring you in. I would love you. I would bring you in and consider you, and I know I could direct you. So that's the first. You'd be brought in or or at least on my short list if I liked your voice for this thing or the client did. Now, where the advance comes in, you almost sound like you're begging in that little part we just played. Almost border on, you know, get this and this, and it's okay because you didn't do it anywhere else. But for those of you listening, there's a technique we use we don't mean to, that we're begging them to hear our choices. So we just have to be careful of that. But that's me being really fussy, Lance. If you brought this in, I honestly would shortlist you. I would consider you. I thought you did a really nice job.
Really
Thank
good.
You so much.
Great feedback, Deb. You know, I will only throw in my 1 cent worth because I think Deb hit almost everything there. I liked that it was very sarcastic, it was playful. I liked that you actually made light of, we've all had the munchies at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we've gone into our refrigerators and our cabinets and gone, man, what the flip, all there is old Doritos with this rat crawling out of it. You know, we didn't really have anything, and we had just came back from a night of playing or drinking or whatever, and we had nothing, so what do we do? Yeah, we would all hit the 7-Eleven that worked 24 hours now back in the day. That is exactly what you're playing on, and I love that. I love that you played on the sarcasm, the playfulness, not being serious, allowing yourself to be a little bit humorous and fun and poking fun at what we all have been through, but yet you weren't so crazy and so sloppy that you weren't professional anymore. You still stayed in the pocket of being a pro. And like Deb said at the very end, my old man used to tell me when I was a young guy, don't let him see you sweat, son. And we saw you sweat there just a bit. We weren't quite sure. You weren't confident 100%. All the rest of it was really cool except that one spot Deb pointed out. So that's what I would tell you. I thought that was a very great, sarcastic, fun read, very lighthearted. But Deb really gave you some good quality meat potatoes there. What do you think, Kathy or Stace, whichever one? What do you think?
Kathy, unmute, Kathy. You look really cute while you're talking, though. I just want you to know.
I thought it went deaf real quick for a minute there. I thought, what the?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm such a professional.
Kathy, do tell.
Anyway, Lance and I crossed paths. He probably doesn't remember, but many moons ago, probably, I think, through Susan Berkeley. We never met, but internet-wise, you know, we were kind of back and forth. And I know Lance is a pro, but I really did enjoy the way he delivered that commercial. I thought it was natural sounding. I thought that the touch of sarcasm throughout about the bits, I thought that was natural as well. And I truly liked the way he delivered the name of the company, 7-Eleven. Because there was almost a little break between the 7 and the 11. And that brought your attention to it, the way he delivered it. So I really enjoyed
that. Well said. Really cool. That's really good, actually. As Stacey knows, and others, I'm sure Deb has worked with and I've worked with, we call that dynamic words, being able to hit dynamic words properly. Mm-hmm. Allowing the word to have an opportunity to come to life. Not banging right through it. Bang, bang. The brand and the name of the image of the brand is more important than anything in the entire ad. So hitting that 7-11 and giving that small upbeat on the backside of 7-11 instead of 7-11. 7-11 is exactly what Kathy's talking about. What do you think, Stace? What's your final comments on this? Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh, Lance. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that read.
Go ahead, Deb.
Oh. I was just going to say, sorry, guys, I had myself muted. I just wanted to say, I also call that hugging the word.
Nice.
Because it's the client name instead of, I put dollar signs beside it in my eyes. That's who's paying my
right.
bills. That's all they hear. It's the most important word they'll ever say. But instead of like announcing it, no, love the shit out of that. Oh, sorry. Love the stuff out of that word. Sorry, Stacey, go ahead.
I like this. Oh, go ahead, Stace.
You know what's funny? It's like Deb was so animated. I thought you guys were telling me I was on mute or something. I was looking at you like, oh shoot, am I on mute? I saw this like frantic movement. Lance, I love this read. I really do. There's some things about your voice that like I'm gonna describe these things in my own special way. So okay, yes, friendly, comfy. Your voice is real comfy
Huggable.
And natural. Huggable, yeah, like it's huggable. You've got these S's. They're like smushy S's that are comfy. Do you know what I mean? And it makes me, you know, you could be talking about 7-Eleven, dogs, whatever, but I'm like, oh, that's the person who's going to take care of my dog or, you know,
okay.
a hug or just something like all those things. But you're funny. So you had that playful funness,
yeah.
which was, like super fun. Do you know what I mean? So that whole combination, like I was riveted to listening to your commercial. Pro, surprising, fun, love the sarcasm, just loved it. I was into it. Love.
Really good, man. Well, there you go, Lance. You definitely are pro. We know that. Lance DeBock taking a stab at the commercial 7-11 here on Let's Talk VO. You got a two opportunity too out there. If you want your audition critiqued here live on the air, go ahead and supply that audition through the Audition Underground area of the website. Don't worry about it. It's constructive, hard love, good stuff. We aren't going to patronize you. We're going to tell it like it is. We're also going to tell you the good stuff as well as stuff constructively you can work on. So thanks for being part of it. We appreciate you being on this one, Lance.